relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Today, we're also announcing a dramatic expansion of our Medicare telehealth services. Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost, including with commonly used services like FaceTime and Skype. A historic breakthrough. This has not been done before either. In addition, states have the authority to cover telehealth services for their medical patients. And by doing this, the patient is not seeing the doctor per se, but they're seeing the doctor, so there's no getting close. During this time, we will not enforce applicable HIPAA penalties so that doctors can greatly expand care for their patients using telehealth, so the penalties won't be enforced.
That's the President of the United States. We are taking action in every arena. National health, telehealth, Medicare, financial support, and also, of course, the measures you can take. At the top of the show, at the beginning of America First, I read the President's guidelines, Corona guidelines for America. 15 days to slow the spread. Eric, please post those guidelines on my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka. Post them on our Facebook page. Very simple, common sense measures that will help us break the back of the coronavirus. And if I have time in this hour, I will read them to you again. Later, we will be talking to Mark Lotter, formerly of the Vice President's Office, now of the Trump 2020 campaign. But let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Patrick in California, Thousand Oaks, line two. Welcome to America First.
You know, the connection's really bad, so Sebastian, I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you perfectly well.
I've been waiting over an hour. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Oh, carry on.
Fine. Your voice is cracking up. Anyway, I hope that you agree that the reason for my call is as important as I think it is. It seems appropriate since you played a bit about Vice President Pence saying that they're proposing for a bailout for the airlines and then probably for the cruise ship industry also $50 billion plus. And I was wondering,
it's not a $50 billion bailout for the cruise industry. Let's stick to the facts. Patrick, what's your point?
Well, my point is that Trump, I wish he would remember back, and since you have some direct entree to him, could suggest that the banks didn't allow him to fail way back when he was no fault of his own. The real estate market went sour, and he was really in financial trouble. He didn't personally go bankrupt, but the corporations could have. The banks decided that the only way they'd get their money was to keep him afloat, you know, to get their loans.
Well, what's your point, Patrick?
My point is, why doesn't the companies, the banks that have loaned the money to the airlines and to the shipping industry for the leases, et cetera, why don't they hold off on it like we're holding off on student loans to help?
Because it's a free market, Patrick. This isn't a communist state. You can't force people to do things against their will.
You don't have to force him. He can make a suggestion. It seems more logical than for the American people to have to bail out the industries.
And what if they don't, Patrick? What are you going to do then?
They have to. You can't let them go bankrupt.
This is an exigency. We don't make suggestions. We take action.
Well, I wonder if the thought ever crossed his mind that it might not be a bad idea to have the banks that have made all this money on them from all their interest at the airlines and the shipping
industry. Do you have a problem with banks, Patrick?
I have a problem that the fact that we bailed out the banks, and it's their turn to bail out the industries or help the industries. Because then also I have the problem with the fact
that... So what's going to happen? What's going to happen in the future? If you make banks the people who have to bail out industries in dire straits, do you know what's going to happen to the banking industry after we come out of this? They're never going to give a loan to anybody ever again because they think that they'll be on the hook in an emergency. Banks aren't created to deal with viruses. You do know that, Patrick.
No, but the thing of it is...
Patrick, you're not listening. Banks are not created to deal with global pandemics. Do you know that? Do you understand that? No, you don't. Thank you, Patrick. Goodbye. God, it just blows my mind how people cannot think clearly. Do you understand what a free market is? No. Go away. Thank you very much. Let's go to somebody else who's going to try my patience, potentially. Robert, also in California. Line 3, Robert. Hello? Robert. Goodbye. Let's go to Jimmy, our buddy in Brooklyn, line 4. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Well, we all know that the threat to America is a threat to Trump. It's the same threat. It's Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, radical Islam, the drug cartels, you know, the whole mess of them. If Red China purposely unleashed this virus, they'd have to let some of their own people die too, so it looks like it's not on purpose. It's basic deception. China would love to defeat Trump, and this could be a way because they know the media will use this to blame Trump. And if the media is successful in turning just a percentage of the voters against Trump over this, then the China, Russia, radical Islam, drug cartels, they would win because their number one goal right now, I believe, is to defeat Trump. And China has murdered somewhere between 40 and 80 million of their own people in the past. They've murdered tens of thousands of Americans with the heroin and fentanyl they've been sending us. So China, if they could do it, they would. But it would only work if we believe it was an accident.
Yeah, look, Jimmy, these are fun hypotheses. These are fun conspiracy theories. But prima facie, there's two issues with it. Number one, if this were all engineered, if this were some master diabolical plan, two things would not have happened. Number one, you wouldn't have seen the very, very sloppy mismanagement of their own infected individuals. If this had been a deliberate release by the Chinese government back in December or November, this would have been prepared in advance. Not, you know, hurriedly, illegally filmed iPhone videos of people being manhandled into vans and then wheeled away. That wouldn't have happened. It would have been... Hang on. Let me finish, Jimmy. There's nothing that indicates that this was a smoothly prepared super plan by Beijing. Secondly, there's the whole question of information dispersion. If this really was a conscious effort, if this was a weaponized virus that was consciously delivered, not accidentally or not naturally, then China would not have tried to cover it up for months and months. It would have started from the get-go with its propaganda that this is something America originated, America brought it to us. They're clutching at straws 4 months later. If that's a master plan, that doesn't happen. These people know how to do information operations. I'm just basing it upon the facts we see right now. Jimmy, it's a theory, but the evidence we have is that this is something that caught the Chinese government by surprise. It doesn't mean it didn't come out of a weapons facility by accident, as has happened on numerous occasions during the Cold War for the Soviet Union. But if this were all intentional, it would not look like this, Jimmy.
Yes, but if they want to do it, as I suggested, can be the case, they'd have to do exactly what they're doing now. They'd have to look sloppy. They'd have to be shown they're lying. There'd have to be film clips that get out showing they're dragging people away.
No, no. Well, when you start engineering that level of complexity, you just lose me, Jimmy, because you're destroying, Occam's razor. If you have to go to multiple dimensional excuses for what your adversary is doing, then you're destroying reality. You're destroying rational explanations. Occam's razor applies whether you're trying to explain a very local tactical phenomena or the geopolitical actions of your greatest adversary. If you can't explain a phenomena with the simplest explanation, then you're probably wrong. When you have hardcore atheists say, you know, God has nothing to do with creation, I'm a hardcore atheist like Richard Dawkins, and then you press him on, well, how did life come to America? And at the end of that incredible film called Expelled, Richard Dawkins is pushed to the point where he says, well, maybe aliens seeded the planet Earth millennia ago. Well, then you're a moron. Then you know, if you have to go to multiple levels of explanation and not stick to the simplest one, it's counterfactual. So, Jimmy, let's wait for the evidence as to whether this is man-made, engineered or not. But the idea that this was all planned in advance and it's a super, super master plan, nope, sorry, not buying it because the evidence isn't there. They're still the bad guys, though, and it's still a communist dictatorship. And you're right, Jimmy, they still want to destroy us and they would want nothing more than to take down President Trump and see a China-friendly, senile old man like Joe Biden in the White House. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back in a moment here on America First.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Isn't it incredible? It's Easter. Are you thinking about Easter? Are you thinking about Lent? Where I live, they've canceled all masses. Not sure if I approve. Let's have a little reminder about the real reason we exist and the message of our Lord and Savior. This is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Let's remember those right now. While we are facing this contingency here in America, there are those who are really suffering, including children. Thank you to all of you who've supported our Food for the Poor campaign already with thousands of dollars of donations for those who are in a food crisis right now in Guatemala that's worse than Haiti. Many children don't even have clean water to drink. If you're doing well, if you're healthy, if you've had a good year, if you want to give back in this Lenten period, please take a moment. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving banner, Feed the Starving Families banner. If you prefer, you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Any donation in any amount makes a difference. There are those far less fortunate than us. Let's help those children. SebGorka.com, Feed the Starving Families. I thank you, and they will thank you. Robert is back. He decided to call us back when he couldn't hear us, or I couldn't hear him. Line one, Robert in California, welcome.
Hey, how are you, doctor?
Very well.
Good. So my question is, I've had a couple friends tell me that someone from the U.S. went to China, built some labs for them, and then came back and was promptly arrested by the CIA.
And who are these people? Are these people super spies? Who are they? Is it James Bond or Jack Ryan?
I don't know.
Oh, really? And so you're ringing out my show and you don't know who these people spoke to. Was it Mike Pompeo? Was it the president? Was it General Mattis? Who was it?
So I want your perspective. If that did
happen... No, don't waste my time. Why would I comment on something that you have no indication of any source of? You might as well ring up and say, aliens landed in my backyard is what my neighbor told me. Why are you wasting my time?
You're exactly right, and I'm not wasting your time. This is the hysteria that's going on in the U.S.
It is.
Can you believe the things that people are saying and calling about?
Yes, but you're one of them.
I'm not. I am trying to prove a point.
So what did you say to them? Before you called this show up asking my opinion, what did you, Robert, say to your friends who said, somebody went there and it's the CIA and it's secret labs? I'm curious what you said to them.
I said, you're nuts. Like, this is the point. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the call. That's a waste of time. If you want to call up and say, hey, things are crazy and here's an example, fine. But don't lead in and say, hey, what do you think of this theory? Because I'll have to destroy you. Metaphorically. Oh, Media Matters transcribed me yesterday. They weren't happy with what I said about us having more babies in America as a result of social distancing. Why am I not surprised that Media Matters isn't happy about that? Poor Media Matters. Oh, and I deliberately used the word our civilization, and Media Matters didn't like that either. God, you are so easy to trigger. Let's go to our friend Brent in Los Angeles. Welcome back, my friend. Line 5.
Hello, great Gorka.
Welcome.
On St. Paddy's Day, it's a great time to get rid of socialist snakes. And I was thinking Jim Acosta, CNN, and the malevolent media should be responded to by relabeling the Chinese flu the evil Eastern Empire flu, or the People's Republic flu, or the fake news flu. And also, because of all of our closed universities, we can now turn that into housing for the homeless and the undocumented.
Oh, my gosh! Genius! Genius! Okay, Harvard right now, all the homeless people in California, we're going to get Bill Gates, if you're serious about your money, Andrew Yang, put your money to this, fly all of them, and let's put them up in... Oh, Brent, somebody needs to post that. Right now, somebody on Twitter, quote Brent, that's genius. Let's see them put their money where their mouth is. Oh, my. Finally, we found a use, Brent, for the Ivy League.
Yes, and also, it's a wonderful opportunity now to expel the PRC students from our American university.
Oh, this is a serious issue. This is a massive issue. We have, this isn't about race. These are about, we have Chinese nationals who are actually not only at U.S. universities, which is one thing, but are working in defense labs on quote-unquote academic exchanges. If you want to know what China's doing in this country, look up Confucian Institute and you'll see that they are doing an this isn't the latest. This is an established, decades-old information campaign. Tell me, Brent, quickly, before we run out of time, how are you and how are your loved ones faring as we exercise social distancing?
Right now, everybody's safe and well, and I expect it'll continue that way.
Good, good. Thank you for calling, Brent. What a fabulous idea. The Ivy Leagues, the colleges, they're empty. And they have all those beautiful buildings where they indoctrinate the next generation. Well, if they care about the homeless, instead of giving them more needles to inject themselves and instead of having them defecate across the streets, the sidewalks of San Francisco and Los Angeles, why shouldn't these colleges house the homeless. I'm sure they could, you know, adjust the proportion of live teaching to distance internet teaching when everybody's cleared and we can go back to school, and at least they'll have somewhere to live. Genius, genius, genius. That's why we get the best callers here on America First. Don't forget, you may be listening on radio, but we are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, every single hour after we broadcast is posted on Instagram TV. We are available for free at the iTunes podcast app or wherever you get your podcasts from. And as well, just if you can't get enough, go to sebgorka.com. Every single day we have a new fresh update, a new article, and you can watch, you can listen 24/7 on a cycle at SEBGORKA. Check it out. Bookmark it. Back with former vice presidential press spokesman Mark Lotter here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Heard from colleagues on both sides of the aisle who are ready to engage in the same fight that I've been fighting now for several months to hold China accountable for their bad behavior. And we need to start by forcing China to pay the burden and the cost incurred on the United States of America because of the and due to the coronavirus. I think there are many ways that we can do that. The president could force China to relieve a great amount of American debt.
That is Congressman Jim Bank of Indiana saying we need to take this fight economically to China and pay for the consequences of the Chinese coronavirus. At the same time that we're being told by the media, including the World Health Organization as well, that you can't call it Chinese because that will hurt people's feelings. How do we navigate the insanity? I can think of few better than our current guest. He is former special assistant and press secretary to the Vice President of the United States, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Welcome back to America First, Mark Lotter.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Did you ever think that we would be told after the Spanish flu, the German measles, the Middle Eastern respiratory symptom, MERS, that calling something by the name of where it comes from is racist, Mark?
I mean, and I also read recently that Ebola is named after the Ebola River in where it was originally.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
This is just something new for the liberals and the media to be up in arms over and to be upset by. But really, it doesn't really matter what we call it. What we have to do is come together to fight it.
Yes.
And we're seeing it. We're seeing the leadership from the president, the vice president, everybody up there at the White House, our former colleagues and still friends. And I'm actually starting to see some positive changes across America because of it.
Share some of those. What is Mark Lotter seeing as we approach this era of social distancing for the next 15 days to break the back of the Chinese coronavirus?
Well, I think we're seeing people come together to help each other out. We're seeing the government doing the right steps and people not being up in arms that we're limiting people being able to go into nursing homes and senior centers with rare exceptions because they are the most vulnerable and we cannot take the chance of spreading it on further. We're seeing people coming together even as their own lives are being a little bit disrupted, whether you're working from home, your restaurants, your cafes and things that you normally go to are not open. And yet we're seeing friends actually reconnecting in person. We're learning new ways to do things that maybe many of us who are a little bit older remember doing back in the day when you actually spoke to people out loud and had real, you know, had real conversations.
That seems like such an age ago. We're talking to Mark Lotta. Follow him on Twitter, Mark with a C underscore Lotta. In the last couple of minutes we have with you in this segment, Mark, I know you're biased because you worked for the man, but it is so reassuring seeing one of the key individuals, the pivotal individuals, the faces of our government responses, your old boss, Mike Pence. Isn't that reassuring to you as well, that that's the man who's been appointed by the president as the face of our response?
No, I think it was a great choice by the president, and not only because I know the vice president well and have known him for decades, but when you look at the experience that he brings, whether it's 12 years in Congress or as governor of Indiana, 3 years now as vice president, he knows how to get things done in Washington. He knows how to bring multiple departments together, many of them who like fighting with each other for resources and credit, and getting them to all put that aside. It does not matter which group, whether it's the CDC or the FDA or the NIH, we're all in this together. So what can we do? You even saw it today, the Pentagon, which is usually pretty stringent with their resources, saying we will give thousands of respirators and ventilators to the HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, so they can be distributed. We don't need them right now. They're more needed somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the way it's done. That's the American way, coming together and especially helping the elderly. Let's make sure that their social distancing is at a premium. And also, if we can safely assist those who need assistance. We're talking to the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Also, former Special Assistant and Press Secretary to Vice President Mike Pence, who is front and center, the point person for our response to the current contingency. We will be back with our friend Mark Lotta in a moment here on America First. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I know, my friends, if you suffer from daily aches, daily pain, you have a choice. You can take regular painkillers, you can get prescription painkillers, you can take those noxious, smelly salves or ointments. How about a fourth option that's better than all of them and that won't harm you? It's natural. It has no negative side effects. And most important of all, it doesn't mask the pain like regular synthetic painkillers that affect the pain receptors. It attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. It's called Relief Factor. I've been taking it since we launched the show over a year ago, and it has rid me of my lower back pain. And especially after my recent knee surgery, I am so grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, who have created something that truly, truly works. If you don't take my word for it, that's okay. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out for yourself if it can work for you as good as it works as well as it works for me. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you just like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with Mark Lotta here on America First after these messages.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back, my friends. You will recognize that familiar voice. It's Mark Lotta, who has been explaining to us how there are positive consequences to the current situation, how Americans are coming together. And let me remind you, the incredible news from Dr. Fauci yesterday, record-breaking, from identifying the sequence to the first trial, phase one trial of a possible coronavirus vaccine that started yesterday to be tested, only 65 days to develop. Let's listen to Dr. Fauci here on America First.
The vaccine candidate that was given the first injections for the first person took place today. You might recall when we first started, I said it would be 2 to 3 months. And if we did that, that would be the fastest we've ever gone from obtaining the sequence to being able to do a phase one trial. This has been now 65 days, which I believe is the record. What it is, it's a trial of 45 normal individuals between the ages of 18 and 55. The trial is taking place in Seattle. There will be two injections, one at 0 day, first one, then 28 days. There will be three separate doses, 25 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 250 milligrams, and the individuals will be followed for 1 year, both for safety and whether it induces the kind of response that we predict would be protective. And that's exactly what I've been telling this group over and over again. So it's happened. The first injection was today.
Incredible news. That happened yesterday. God bless those volunteers. Record-breaking. That's what the Trump administration is doing to keep us all safe. Mark Lotter, tell us, how is all of this affecting the Trump 2020 campaign? What's happened to events? Explain to us how you are managing right now.
Well, I think first and foremost, obviously, the president's got is doing what he is supposed to be doing for the American people, which is serving as president, working in the White House, meeting with leaders of various corporations, whether it is Walmart, Target, CVS, and Walgreens, who are going to be working in local communities to get the testing out the door, whether it's talking to the restaurant groups, which he talked to today, making sure that they're still going to be open, being able to provide food through drive-through services or pickup for folks, not only to keep people employed, but also to keep people fed, and doing all of the things that we expect him to do. Now, thankfully, we have such a strong campaign. We have such a huge advantage from digital and data that we can continue to communicate with people via social media, through our various communications channels with the campaign. And all of that continues. We're still training volunteers. We're doing it virtually, but we're still providing training to our volunteers. And none of that is going to change. It's going to continue as if nothing had happened. From the rally standpoint, yes, obviously we're curtailing those because the president's busy right now. But we've still got, 7 months to go, 8 months to go before the election. There's plenty of time to get those rallies in. But right now, the American people need the president to be at the White House doing his job. And we are happy that we have such a strong campaign that he can do that. And we'll take care of all of the other important things focused on November.
Now, we didn't even really discuss this week, for good reason, the events of Sunday evening with the Democrat debate. But Mark Lotter, doesn't it put everything into perspective? As a former colleague of mine, you've worked in the White House, you've worked for the vice president. Could we imagine what this situation would be like if someone like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders were responsible for the safety of this nation?
Well, we already saw it during the swine flu epidemic.
Yes.
When Joe Biden actually said things that were so incorrect, so panic-inducing, that the White House press secretary at the time actually had to go to the podium and retract what the vice president, Joe Biden, had just said. I mean, that was the kind of irresponsibility. And by the way, we're seeing it still out there today. I mean, on that debate stage on Sunday night, Joe Biden talked about the World Health Organization offering us kits and us saying no. PolitiFact called it simply wrong, rated it as mostly false of what he was saying. He was making things up about the president during the midst of a crisis, and it's just irresponsible. But it's also what we've come to expect from Joe Biden. And then Bernie Sanders is just trying to use this crisis to push his socialized health care plan.
Yeah, this is incredible. We actually have that audio that PolitiFact said was false. This is Joe Biden, cut one.
To fix the Trump testing fiasco, I would authorize the World Health Organization that has offered us testing capacity, which we turned down. I would immediately take advantage of their offer. I would have made sure that we open at least 10 drive-through testing sites in each state. Make testing free for everyone who wants it, period.
Just not true. It didn't happen, and these are the people who wish to take the place of Donald Trump as the chief executive of the United States. Mark Lotter, any last message to those who miss the rallies, want to be closer to what the campaign is doing? What could they be following? What could they be doing whilst they are exercising their social distancing?
New website just now up and running, Army for Trump. Join the Army for the president. It's going to be that volunteer base, why he calls it a movement, not a campaign. So you can join that army. You will get information about how you can volunteer. We'll get you the training. And so when the time is right and when this has passed, we can get back to the basic work of knocking on our neighbors' doors, talking to them in person, making phone calls, doing all those things that winning campaigns do. Army for Trump.
Wow, I love that. You heard the man, Army for Trump. I'm looking, oh my gosh, fabulous website. Army for, like, you know, the word, not the number, armyfortrump.com. Be part of the solution. Everybody needs to be part of making America great again. And we are very grateful that you are right there as the man in charge of strategic communications. Follow him right now, Mark with a C. _ Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R, my former White House colleague, former press secretary to Vice President Pence. God bless you, Mark. Keep safe and keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 200 stations. Also live streaming YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram TV after the show airs. All 3 hours are posted. And, of course, you can download the podcast wherever good podcasts are available. We are always broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I am so grateful to the father and son team behind this product. Pete and Seth Talbot, yes, they're canny businessmen, but they're also men on a mission. They had a family member who was in chronic pain, and they did the research, and they found a natural solution, and that's Relief Factor. The incredible stories we receive from customers. We had that Marine who wrote into my colleague Mike Gallagher and said, I used to take a fistful of regular painkillers because of my injuries. Now I don't take any. All I take is that morning little sachet of Relief Factor and the evening sachet of Relief Factor. That's how remarkable this product is. And that's why I take it every single day. Right now, triple dose because of my knee surgery. And I am so, so thankful to Relief Factor. Find out if it could work for you like it works for me by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's crazy. What can you get for a dollar a day? Well, maybe liberation from your daily pain. Check out the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back in a moment with a special message from the president about what you can do to keep yourself safe from coronavirus.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Welcome back, friends. Thank you for your support for Food for the Poor. Let me close our show today the way we opened it, with a reiteration, a special request from the White House. This is from the president, his guidelines for America, 15 days to slow the spread. Listen to and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. Contact your medical provider. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Do not send them to school. Contact your medical provider. If someone in your household has tested positive for the coronavirus, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Do not go to school. Contact your medical provider. If you are an older person, stay home and away from other people. If you are a person with a serious underlying health condition that can put you at increased risk, for example, a condition that impairs your lung or heart function or weakens your immune system, stay home and away from other people. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to stop the spread of the coronavirus. So, work or engage in schooling from home wherever possible. If you work in a critical infrastructure industry, as defined by the Department of Homeland Security, such as healthcare services and pharmaceutical or food supply, you have a special responsibility to maintain your normal work schedule.
You and your employers should follow CDC guidance to protect your health at work. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking in bars, restaurants, and food courts. Use drive-through pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face, sneeze, or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. And lastly, disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. That is the request. That is the president's coronavirus guidelines for America. 15 days to slow the spread is our goal. With you, with all our fellow Americans, we can do it. We have overcome far greater threats to this nation, man-made and natural, and we will overcome this one. As always, allow common sense to guide you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and this has been America First on the Salem Radio Network. For more, check out our website, sebgorka.com.